During an assassination attempt. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is in 20-year-old gunman Thomas Matthew Crook's hometown of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania.
Law enforcement sources say the rifle found on the shooter's body was legally purchased by and registered to his father. Investigators say they have not yet uncovered a motive and so far believe Crooks acted alone. He was a registered Republican and did make a $15 donation to a progressive organization in 2021, according to the Federal Election Commission. Crooks worked at a nursing center and was a member of a local gun club.
Crooks was shot to death by Secret Service agents. Both Republicans and Democrats in Congress say they'll investigate security failures at the rally. Former Secret Service Deputy Director A.T. Smith.
There is no explanation whatsoever for how an individual was able to get on top of a building and be that close with a long rifle. All of the perimeters that needed to be in place, and that outer perimeter is what the counter sniper team is responsible for. They're responsible for a lone gunman or a long range rifle. So that question has to be answered.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro calling a former firefighter who was killed at the rally a hero. Corey Comparatore used his body to shield his family from harm. His friend Craig Cerencioni.
He was a family-loving, God-fearing man.
He wouldn't want to be thought of as a hero, but that's definitely how he should be remembered.
The Secret Service director has just announced the agency is strengthening security at the Republican National Convention.
I'm Matt Piper in Milwaukee. The U.S. Secret Service is the leading coordinating agency for this week's events. Agent Audrey Gibson Caccino says nothing changed after what happened in Pennsylvania.
We are confident in these security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process.
Michael Hensel is with the FBI.
Currently, there are no known articulated threats against the RNC or anyone visiting the RNC.
Political analyst Amy Dacey says each day of the convention will have a message, beginning with Make America Wealthy Again.
Setting the stage for those emotions and what they value, is a way to create a theme. But then what they actually say underneath or what the platform's creating, I think, is important.
President Biden spoke about the assassination attempt from the Oval Office last night.
We stand for an America, not of extremism and fury, but of decency and grace. All of us now face the time of testing as the election approaches.
Dow futures up 196. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. About 1,500 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties were without power this morning following severe storms. More storms are possible today, the latest coming up in the forecast. A 38-year-old inmate briefly escaped from the Racine Correctional Institution Saturday night, but was quickly found. During the hour-long search, a staff member shot their weapon, and they've been placed on administrative leave. The RNC starts today in Milwaukee. There's heightened security following the recent assassination attempt on former President Trump. A major road project in Racine County starts today. A roundabout is going in at Highways 75 and A. Two people are recovering after a water rescue at North Beach Friday. Officials are reminding beachgoers to swim in designated areas and to look out for safety messages. A 3.4 magnitude earthquake was centered in DeKalb County, Illinois, early this morning. No major damage has been reported from the tremor, which occurred about 2 hours south of our area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Nationals 9-3. With the win, Milwaukee avoided being swept at home by Washington. They also remain only one of three teams that have yet to lose more than three games in a row. Pat Murphy praised the performance of his pitchers.
There was a lot of great effort today. Pitching staff underrated today. Rob Zee, Colin Ray. It's not easy when you're a starter to then come in after a opener. Colin's done it a couple times, but still not easy to get in the flow of the game.
Brewers closer Devin Williams one step closer to a return on the mound for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
3-2 pitch to Lee. Got him swinging. One inning, three strikeouts. Looking good, Devin Williams.
Nine strikes out of 14 pitches. Williams on what he's working on.
You know, today, like the last pitch I threw, the 3-2 changeup, how consistent can I be?
Day two of the baseball draft. So far, the Brewers taking an outfielder, a first baseman, and two pitchers. Home run derby at the All-Star game tonight in Arlington, Texas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 81 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
In school, they told me practice makes perfect. Then they told me nobody's perfect. So then I stopped practicing. Next week, I'm going to have an MRI to find out whether or not I have claustrophobia. Sometimes when I'm over someone's house and no one's in the kitchen, I like to write things on that to-do list they have on their refrigerator. Memorize distances to all other planets. Adopt baby, then sell on black market. You ever notice when a house burns down, the only thing left standing is the fireplace and the chimney? How's that for evidence?
But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. But money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
The Beatles, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. You know, there are a few table manner rules that even adults break. Not just kids, adults. Like eating before everyone else starts. Like if your food arrives first at a restaurant, you sit down before everybody else at home. And, you know, of course, it's polite to wait. Using your cell phone at the table, that's kind of rude. Cutting up all your food at once. And using your bread to clean your plate like it's an edible sponge or something. Yeah, we adults aren't immune to breaking the table matter rules, huh? CCR, Proud Mary, WRJM, local news, Tablas Hits.
You left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on a river. Clean
back to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Vibrations, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You spoke, we listen, so you got them. All right, how about some reptile news today? A woman in Florida found an iguana in her toilet and freaked out. It's worse. A woman in Missouri panicked when she saw a snake clinging to the windshield of her car. She didn't want to pull over on the highway, so she kept driving for another hour with the snake on her windshield. Once she stopped, it slithered away, but still... I don't know how well I would have done in that situation. Maybe the toilet one is worse. Maybe finding a snake in your toilet could be worse. All right, forget about all that. I have got a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate now, and this will give you a one-night stay in a junior suite, including Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. It expires September 1st, so you got to use it in at least before September 1st. Reservations will be necessary based on availability. And you can use it Sunday through Thursdays only. All right. So you want to go to Chula Vista Resort on us for a junior suite? If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Once again, that phone number, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN, and good luck.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, sister can do everything. It's easy.
Eva, the locomotion. Little Eva used to be a babysitter for songwriters Carole King and Jerry Goffin. And one day they had this song, and they gave her a shot at it. She was just a babysitter, a teenager. They gave her a shot at it, and there she goes. She got a hit song. I think it's her only hit song, but still, it's legendary. That's pretty neat, huh? It's 823 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits with Neil Diamond.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Tried anymore.
Stewart, Maggie May, 1971 the year. It's 8:30 at Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Here's some advice for you. If you have a bad breakup, change your passwords. Over 30% of people say they could still log into an ex's Facebook, Netflix, and work email if they wanted to. 28% said the same about their ex's bank account. You give your ex-boyfriends or girlfriends your bank account password? How about your work email? What are you giving them the passwords for that? And finally, here's some good news. Never give up hope. A woman in Alabama just got her class ring back 53 years after she lost it in a lake, slipped off her finger while she was swimming back in 1969. Someone found it the other day while fishing and tracked her down and actually gave it to her son. They tracked down her son and got it back to her. Here's what I don't get. Didn't silt and everything else cover it up over all those years? You would think so, right? But good news, she got it back in her class ring. 8:31, WRJN. It's time to go to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, see what's going on. And that's right after Civic Media News here at WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Security in and around the RNC is under pressure after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
We are planning as much as we can plan in regards to what we know, and we're looking for what we don't know, but we are planned and actually ready with the resources.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day and will bring you a live one-hour special report tonight at 7. Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the convention. He arrived late yesterday afternoon, just a day after a would-be assassin tried to kill him in Pennsylvania. The presumptive GOP nominee posted on social media yesterday he wouldn't let a shooter force a change in his plans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Summer school is on hold today at Racine Lutheran as they're impacted by power problems. The school says all activities are canceled, with that place one of hundreds in Racine and Kenosha counties seeing issues with connectivity. We Energy says it's due to the overnight storms and that they're working to get everyone back online. There's a chance of more storms today, the latest coming up in the forecast. Two people are recovering after a water rescue at North Beach Friday. Lifeguards pulled an unconscious male and female from Lake Michigan. Officials are reminding beachgoers of the importance of swimming in designated areas and that people should look out for posted safety messages. Did you feel the earth move early this morning? A 3.4 magnitude earthquake was centered in DeKalb County, Illinois this morning at around 3. That's about 3 hours to the south. Officials say they haven't seen any major damage. Milwaukee hosts the Republican National Convention starting today, with security at a higher level after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. All eyes are on Trump's anticipated appearance tonight, his first public engagement since the shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 81. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I like the good humor man. I'd wait for him. It was another huge thing of life. As a guy was to hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup. It was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
you bought an A&W root beer in the past 7 years, you could have a cool $5 coming your way. They just lost a class action lawsuit for suggesting they use real vanilla when they actually used a synthetic substitute. Not exactly a way to get rich quick, but still, $5 is $5. Sunny, highs near 86 today. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows around 69. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 81. Getting hot. Sunny, 76 degrees at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits. You found us, WRJN. Here come the Stones.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
Elvis's big comeback song, Burnin' Love, from 1972. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A study found if you're looking to go on vacation to find the middle of nowhere, and that's where you'd like to be, it's actually located in Idaho. A study looked at which parts of the U.S. are furthest from any major roads, and two of the four most isolated places are in Idaho. The other two in the Grand Canyon, obviously. It's in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, and the lakes in northwest Maine. Now, about 700 people live off that small island on the coast of Maine, and a high school graduating class that only had 13 students one year was supposed to go there on a big senior trip. They couldn't because of the pandemic, so instead they took the $8,000 they raised and gave it all to charity, which was kind of nice. Aww. But the middle of nowhere is Idaho. My brother-in-law used to live in Idaho, and I could tell him, you used to live in the middle of nowhere.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit Uline.com.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. HospiceAlliance.org.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Oh, I need.
Don Rosen, and enjoy the rest of your Monday. We've got Cindy Huber coming up next with local news and timeless hits all day. Right now, I've got Steve Lind. Here's Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. In touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
WRJN.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.